Now we come to 2 Samuel 22, and here is David's great song of deliverance. After God had delivered him from all of his enemies, he sang this song. Now, I'm going to bypass it here because when I come to the book of Psalms, I'll spend some time with this psalm. I'd like to call attention, however, to several features concerning it. It opens like this. And David spoke unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord had delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies and out of the hand of Saul. And he said, now, this is the song that David composed, apparently, at the end of his life, when he looked back over his life, and he could see how the hand of God had moved in his life and brought him to the place of old age. This is, I think it was at the same time that David not only composed Psalm 18, which is this chapter, but he also composed, I think, Psalm 23 at this time, when he said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He looked back over his life and he could say, the Lord is my shepherd. And Paul put it like this for you and me, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Has God brought you up to this moment, friend? And why in the world do you think he's going to let you down now? And David now could sing this song. Listen to just a portion of it here. The Lord is my rock. That's a place to rest upon. Christ is the rock of our salvation. He's the foundation. We rest on him. And my fortress, that's for protection in life. And my deliverer, that's in the time of temptation. The God of my rock. The Lord is not only a rock, but he's the God of my rock. My faith. He's the object of my faith. In him will I trust. He's my shield. He protects me from the enemy. And the horn of my salvation. He is the one that I rest in for salvation. He's my high tower. That's where I go to view the land. He's my vision and my refuge, my Savior. Thou savest me from violence. May I say to you, we're also living in a day when we do not have anything that corresponds to genius in the way of writing. There's no great vision today. Everything is run today by a computer. Everything is already taped. And we're a scientific age. We know how to add 2 + 2 = 4. Well, we don't seem to produce anything really original today. After all, the best thing the computer can do is just say 2 + 2 = 4. And I don't know about you, I've heard that enough. I'm a little tired, weary of hearing that. Oh, how monotonous life becomes when you leave God out of it. Now, verse 36, thou hast also given me the shield of my salvation, and thy gentleness hath made me great. Now, David was a rough and rugged man. David was a hot-headed man. But God is gentle. And David's love and association with God had really quieted him down. It had stoked the fire. It had made him a gracious man. Thy gentleness hath made me great. We need to associate more with God today. My, how men need that in this hour in which we're living. This is a great psalm, and I just can't wait to get to the book of Psalms. They're so wonderful. They open up the heart. They open up the mind. They open up the life. They let you live, friends. We are hearing so much about people wanting to live. We have comforts and gadgets galore today. And these kids that are in homes of affluence, homes where they have comforts and everything, they leave that and go out and live a hippie life. They want to live, they say. My friend, things won't enable you to live. And just running out, throwing off all the bands and the cords that God has bound us with. That's not the way to live. It's only when you and I come into a right relationship with God that we are enabled to live. This is a great psalm that we have here, and this is a psalm David composed at the end of his life when he looked back over it. And when we get to Psalm 23, you will find out that I take the position that Psalm 23 was not written by a little immature boy. Psalm 23, it's not a protest of a college student who doesn't know really what life is all about. And it's not written by a middle-aged man who has great ambition to get to the top, either in business or politics or become famous. Psalm 23 is written by an old king who looks back over his life and sees the hand of God has moved in his life. He is a man who's tasted everything. There's nothing this world had that David didn't taste, my friend. And David said that the most wonderful thing of all is, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Wonderful today to have a shepherd like that. By the way, what kind of a shepherd do you have today? How are you making it out yonder in the world, friend? Is it rough and tough and hard and difficult for you today? You trying to expand your mind with drugs? I have a letter from an ex-hippie. I'm finding many of these are turning to Christ. I'm finding many that are getting into the Word of God, and they're finding out here's a book that's got something. This is not smutty story written in modern literature today by some sophisticate that does not have genius at all. He just has a dirty mind. May I say to you that multitudes are finding a personal relationship with Jesus Christ is something quite wonderful and something that is worthwhile. That was David. Oh, how David. He says, as the hart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God.